Well, it was on this day in 1904 that a guy named Charles Menches supposedly created the ice cream cone during the St. Louis World's Fair. Oh. And I say supposedly because he's one of several people who claim to have invented the ice cream cone.
Really?
And what they all have in common is that they made or sold confections at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair.
I gotta say, they don't do World's Fairs anymore, is that right? We've talked
I don't think so.
We went through, I feel like, a period of time with Wiki Corners where many of them mentioned World's Fairs.
Well, a lot of things were introduced at this, specifically the 1904 World's Fair.
We should bring them back.
We really should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tell us more.
So, cones in the form of wafers rolled and baked hard date back to ancient Rome and Greece. When exactly they transitioned to being used for desserts and ice cream in particular is not clear. Mm. Some historians point to France in the early 19th century as the birthplace of the ice cream cone. Cones were mentioned in French cookbooks as early as 1825.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, who brought ice cream to the United States first is unknown. Confectioners sold ice cream at their shops in New York and other cities during the colonial era. Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson were all known to have regularly eaten and served ice cream.
Could you imagine Ben Franklin just eating ice cream? Like, let's go get ice cream today.
Yeah.
What do you think? And then
I'm craving a hot fudge sundae.
Hot fudge sundae. Let's do it. And he's just standing with his little spectacles, his kite, and he's just eating ice cream.
Yeah, right. Records kept by a merchant in New York show George Washington spending approximately $200 on ice cream in the summer of 1790.
Well, I'm not saying
$200 how much ice cream was he eating?
I'm not saying that's why he had wooden teeth, but...
Well, yeah, it certainly didn't help. The same records show President Thomas Jefferson having an 18-step recipe for ice cream in his recipe book. Although it is incorrect that Jefferson introduced ice cream to America, as is popularly believed, he did help to introduce vanilla ice cream, I guess.
That's my speed.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
First Lady Dolly Madison, wife of President James Madison, served ice cream at her husband's inaugural ball in 1813.
Very nice.
In the United States, edible vessels for ice cream took off at the start of the 1900s. Molds for edible ice cream cups entered the scene in 1902 and 1903 with two Italian inventors and ice cream merchants. Now, a guy named Italo Marchionne...
I love your Italian accent.
Thank you
very much. Can you say it one more time?
Nope. He actually received a patent in 1903 for a device to make edible cups with handles.
Oh.
However, the patent drawings show the device as a molded container rather than the waffle cone situation that came out of the World's Fair.
Okay.
Yeah. Paper and metal cones were used by Europeans to hold ice cream, and pita bread was used by Middle Easterners to hold sweets. But the ice cream cone does seem to have come to America by way of the Entertainment Midway at the St. Louis World's Fair.
St. Louis, baby.
Yeah. The story goes that at the St. Louis World's Fair, after an ice cream vendor ran out of paper cups, a Syrian concessionaire offered a solution by curling a waffle cookie into a cone for the ice cream.
Brilliant.
And that's apparently the story.
And that was what'd you say?
He was from Syria.
A Syrian...
Concessionaire. Also at the World's Fair, yeah.
All right.
This is believed by some, although there is much dispute, to be the moment where ice cream cones became mainstream.
Mm.
In 2008, the ice cream cone became the official state dessert of Missouri.
Love Missouri.
Yeah.
Right.
By 1912, an inventor named Frederick Bruckman from Portland, Oregon, perfected a complex machine for molding, baking, and trimming ice cream cones with incredible speed. Inventions like this paved the way for the wholesaling of ice cream cones. Joy-Cone is the largest ice cream cone producer in the U.S. today, making over 2 billion cones annually, including cake cones, sugar cones, and waffle bowls from multiple facilities.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. When was the last, have you had a waffle bowl lately?
I have not.
I know I've had one, but you don't see them a lot.
You really don't.
It's a shame.
Yeah. The Guinness World Record for the tallest ice cream cone measured just over 10 feet tall and was achieved in Norway in July of 2015. The complete ice cream cone consisted of a wafer cone, chocolate lining, ice cream, and jam. And after being measured in the factory freezer, it was carried below a helicopter to be distributed to attendees at a tall ships race event.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Delicious.
Yeah. And just last week, a new Guinness World Record was set.
Let's have it.
For the most ice cream scoops balanced on a cone. You want to guess how many?
It's probably Yaya's, and I'm going to say, I'm going to go with, on a cone, I'm going to say 15.
132.
Okay.
Yeah, this just happened on Friday, actually.
115?
132.
132. How is that even possible?
I don't know, but they put it on an ice cream cone that had a diameter of 2.87 inches. So kind of like, I guess it's probably a standard size cone.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably messy.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, I think so. Dripping but, down your hand.
Yeah.
All right. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You picked out a record to go along with the ice cream cones, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play I Love Rocky Road by Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, good thing. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Drool.
Oh, that's a different song.
My bad.
But we were talking.
It was such a good parody.
Yeah, it was good. It was so close to the original. well, we played that song because we were talking about how the ice cream cone was created on this day in 1904.
Indeed. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. Ice cream cones were popularized at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair.
Joycone is the largest ice cream cone manufacturer in the U.S., making over 2 billion cones annually.
And the world's tallest ice cream cone was over 10 feet tall.
There you go. There you go. How long did it take them to fill up the scoops? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. It's a question.
Long time. Folks want to learn more about ice cream cones. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. You can go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can watch this unfold every day behind the scenes conversations as well on our Facebook page every day at 4:10 and catch the archives up on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the YouTube channel and see all of the archives there. Watch at your convenience. Sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. And that's it for today.
That's it.
I'm back tomorrow, 4:10.
Throwback Thursday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Carly Simon, Crash Test Dummies, and more coming up on Legends 1027.